Good afternoon, everyone. We're so glad you could be here today. I'm Officer David Oglesby, and I am the from the Phoenix Field Office, District 25. Good afternoon. Welcome all friends and relatives and coaches that are here today. We're glad you could be here. And we would like, on behalf of the District 25 and the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, I'd like to thank Mr. Koshkakov for the opportunity. I'll get it right here before we're done today. Kokoshkov. Okay, good. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today and celebrate with you as he becomes a citizen of the United States. From the perspective of USCIS, there's no more important role than we as an agency than we have the opportunity to welcome a new citizen during a naturalization ceremony. We are excited to share this very special occasion with you. At this time, I'd like to introduce from the Phoenix Field Office Director John Ramirez and Supervisor Immigration Service Officer Cynthia Harper. Mrs. Harper will please come forward and present the motion of candidates for the United States citizenship to Director John Ramirez.
Thank you, Officer Oglesby, and good afternoon. As the Supervisor Immigration Services Officer for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Ramirez, it is my pleasure to present to you Igor Kokoshkov as a candidate for admission to the United States citizenship. Mr. Kokoshkov has been examined by a designated officer and found to be qualified under the naturalization statutes for admission as a United States citizen. He has met the residence requirement and has been found to be of good moral character as required by the law. It is my honor to recommend Mr. Igor Kokoshkov for the naturalization and respectfully request that he be administered the oath of allegiance and that he be granted United States citizenship.
Thank you, Officer Harper. I accept the motion. I'll grant the motion. Mr. Kokoshkov, please stand and raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. Congratulations. Mr. Kokoshkov, congratulations on this important achievement. As America's newest citizen, I encourage you to make your voice heard and to take full advantage of the rights and responsibilities that come with U.S. citizenship. As a U.S. citizen, you now form part of the greater whole. You bring distinct skills and knowledge with you, and I encourage you to use them for the betterment of your community and our nation. As a member of the newest generation of American citizens, you're an integral part of the foundation of our country, a unique thread in the fabric of our great tapestry. And in joining this nation, if you keep our flag waving strong. I am delighted and honored to call you my fellow citizen. Once again, congratulations.
Thank you, Director Ramirez, for administering the oath to our newest citizen. At this time, I'd like to take a minute to introduce Immigration Services Officer Cliff Green, and we'll welcome him to the podium.
Thank you, Officer Oglesby. If you would please join me in rising for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. I would like you now to please direct your attention to our video screen. We will have a message from President Obama. Mr. Kokoskov, it's your dedication to your sport and also the career accomplishments that you've had that give you reason to be extremely proud. You are the first foreign-born coach in the United States to coach in the National Basketball Association from 2002, also the first foreign-born Division I college basketball coach. And so you stand apart from others who have come to apply for citizenship in the United States. However, it is your dream of becoming a United States citizen that forever will tie you to those that have come before you and those who will come after you. And it is my privilege and honor to welcome you again as the newest citizen of the United States of America.
I got to lower that just a little bit for me. At this light time, I'd like to ask each of you to stand and hold your American flag high as we celebrate the United States' newest citizen. We're going to join together in singing a song by Lee Greenwood. It's Proud to Be an American. And the words are going to be on the video. We don't have to memorize the words, thank goodness. So raise your flags high as we sing this song and we celebrate that we are proud to be an American.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, it's time for every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. I'm proud to be an American, for at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Woo! All right. Very good. You can be seated. I think it's great. We got Coach Gentry's two boys over here, and they look like patriotic citizens, don't they? That's great. And I bet you you all didn't know that you're going to be on American Idol next. Did you know that? Well, I had the pleasure to interview Igor for his citizenship, so I'm very thankful that I was asked to have the opportunity to come here today and be a part of this ceremony. In closing your ceremony, your natural ceremony today, is my pleasure to ask you now to come forward for the presentation of your certificate of the naturalization by Director Ramirez and Officer Harper. Got to say something there. Here you go.
Congratulations. Thank you so much. I'm very excited. It's a special day, definitely, for me. I want to say thank you, you guys, to share this moment with me. And, you know, when I applied for citizenship, actually, they recognized my special and extraordinary abilities. And, you know, coaching basketball and being a basketball is just one part of my life, and I'm glad that, you know, somebody who deserves this is somebody who I think is who should be a good person, treat the people right, and live the life in the right way. So, you know, whatever you do, no matter what kind of business you're involved in, and if you're coaching, do something else, you know. I hope this is because my family raised me right, and I'm a good person. And you know, just being a basketball is just unfortunate to do something I like. And I appreciate for you guys to share this moment with me. And I'm proud. This is a great day for me. My family. Thank you.